maimer in Parshas Yisro in Torah Oyer, the maimer that starts with Lahavin Biyur Inyan Ha'avis Heinein Amarkova. This is actually a hamshach to the previous two maimorim, in which we were talking about what happened with Matan Torah, and we were talking about how the Malachim, they also raised the Merkava, and we talk about the Avos of the Merkava, and we discussed before the difference between the Hamshocha, that it comes through the Malachim. They're only bringing down the Chitzonis HaYichud, which is necessary for sustaining the world, and the Avos, and they bring down a new Yichud, and the Rebbe is going to continue explaining this idea in this manner. To understand the explanation of the idea that the forefathers there, the Merkava, we understand when we have these Chayis HaKodesh, the face of the lion and the face of the ox, which were the animals, the Malachim, that were carrying the Merkava. They had the ability to raise the Merkava to the higher level, because they themselves come from a higher shoyrish, they come from the level of toyu, shehem merkava lifi shehem shviras hakelim, because they come from the level of shviras hakelim, shenaflu bibriya, that fell into bria, and therefore in bria the malachim are the ones that carry the kisei hakavod, the odom, the level of malchus, and the level of odom, the level of zo, of atzilus. So therefore, the Hainam Olam HaToyu, they come from HaToyu. L'kach, yesh lam koyach zeh, l'halis, l'nas sakisei, that's where they have the power to elevate and to raise this throne. V'heimo, b'b'chinas merkovo, and they are in a level, why are they considered like a merkovo? Because, as we gave the example of Sus, v'roichvei, we came from the Jordan, the Sheheim, b'teilim kisus l'gabi roichvei. Because they are subjugated just like a horse to his rider, but yet they listen to their rider, the one who rides them, but yet they carry the rider to a very far place. So because they are nivroim, so they're bottle, but with that they also carry kemoshal asus shenoisei yisrochbei, like a horse that even though he's on a lower level over here, but he has more koyach that he can carry the rider, because he comes from a higher, has a higher source in it. Avla aves, but how do the aves carry the merkava? Aves ikram v'shorshu batzilus, their main and their root is natzilus. So why they call the level of merkava? How do they have the merkava? How do they have the power? They don't have the power, it would seem, from loy odom, from the higher level. But the idea is to introduce lohavin inyan merkava sachayis, to understand the chariot of the chayis pnei ari pnei shorchulu shehem noisim hakisei. They are the one that carry the throne. The mus mari odom shalom milmailo, and the image that is similar to the image of a person that was on top of the merkava above. Inyan, the idea is ki hine odom nikra his kalus gimel kavin tumunas aleph. The odom is called the three lines that it has, the three right, left, and middle, yamin, smoil, and guf in the middle, and this is the image of the letter aleph. Aleph has also a yud on one side, on the top, a yud on the bottom, and a line in the middle. Tumunas aleph, yud b'reish, shoy, a yud on the top, yud b'soifoy, a yud in the end, v'kav b'emtza, and a line in the middle. V'klolus ha'gimul kav v'mischav rusom, and generally, these three lines, when we connect them, that's nikra b'shem odom, that's called odom, shuhu shem ma, the name of ma, of the shem havaya, which equals in the letter, the gematria, where it equals the level 45. 45 is also the gematria of the word Odom. Odom is 45. So, v'tzarech lo'avin ha'li she'ma'u b'chinas bitl v'yiskalus b'mekoidoi. But since the name Ma is on a level that it is subjugated and included in the source, So how could we call it an Adam that it has the three lines? Lines are already ischalkus, are already separation. And here we're saying is level of bittul. Ach behemes hobo talia. But the truth is, it hinges one on the other. Shadliyos ischalus agimul kabim vischabrusom tzorich liyos mibchinas bittul. In order to have three lines to be included together, to become an Adam, and to unite, it comes because of the bittul, not because of self, but rather because of their lack of subjugation. V'inyan, the idea is, ki chesed droyo yimino, when you have chesed, which is called the right hand, from the three kavim, that's the right hand, that comes from above to below, is kimayim hayirdim, that's like water that comes from the high place, fall goes down to the low place. Ogavura and Gavura, which is the left hand, who inyan histalkus or oides mimatala maila. That is when the light leaves, they're going up instead of being down. Hamshocha, this is ha'alot, to bring out the lights that are below, to elevate them. As we say, Kimoi v'ovad ha'levi hu, so that the levi is ovad to who elevates it through his song. He brings it up the level of Allah. V'akava mechabra, and then you have v'akava mechabra, and the line connects that going up and the going down. That connects the two. V'noida kili is dover mechabra shnei afochim. So how could you have an item that connects two things that are going in different directions? One is going down and the other one is going up. How do you connect these two connections? The item that connects them has to come from a place which is higher than both of them. So rechliz ha'orav ha'mshachim v'b'chinas el yoyna shesham b'telim elu shnei hafachim. It has to come from an area where these two opposites are non subjugated. Ancient dama v'hefach. Cloud. Over there, in this higher level, there is no opposite one of the other. So, let's say, like we say, so, one person has an opinion one way, and the other one has just the opposite opinion. They just disagree. But when you bring them into the room with somebody which is smarter than both of them, and all of their opinions, they have no more opinions left. Because, why? Because in relative to them, they're subjugated. Their older opinions are worthless when it comes to somebody who's in a different madriga. So, there's no over there, there's no opposite. Why? Over there, nothing comes down and nothing goes away. So there's that whole idea of going in which direction. Over there's no directions. Nothing is going anywhere. You're not going down and you're not going up over there. The bringing down, going up, that applies to the energy of the Merkovah. Over there, the energy is going, the chayis is going forward and backwards. So over there, there's two different levels, there's two different ways. But when you go above and higher, over there, everything is bottled. No, no movement over there going up and down. There's no amshocha, no histalkus. And from that level, so from there comes down a ray to the level of Adam. That there shall be the inclusion of these three lines together to unite them. So that middle force that connects the up and down comes from the higher level. V'hainu, ayidei chayis ha'merkov. Ki kol inyan avoydes ha'chayis. So what is the service, what is the purpose of the service of these chayis ha'kodesh? Kudei lahamshich v'lasis b'chinas odom zeh. They are to make that this odom sheye b'chinas iskalus. So that there should be inclusion. So in other words, you want that line in the middle to hold together these both sides. You don't want these yuds, so to speak, going in every directions, and not, then you're going to get branches that separate themselves, and they're not included, they're not united together, but each one, but you need that middle line to hold the two things. They shouldn't become anfim misparti, they shouldn't become separated branches. And therefore they carry above the hamshim misham, begin as bitl v'iskalus, to bring down over there the level of sanctification and inclusion. B'zehu udmus pneihem pnei odom, that their faces, even though they were their legs and the rest of the body, they looked like these animals, but their faces was the face of a person. K'milvad sheyesh b'dalat chayis pnei odom partzu b'fnei atzmam, besides the fact that each one of them has their own image of a face of a human, in a gam bichlalusam nimshach partzuf odom. So generally speaking, from all the angels, it's one image of an odom, which means shekol echod ve'echod kolu mebchinas odom gamki, that each one is included odom. In other words, they're all included, they're all united, they're all connected with each other. All the different malachim are connected. Behainu. And the reason is lefishekol iker magamosim upnimiyosom, because their entire striving, what are their yearning, what is their inner lahamshu b'chinas adam b'chinas ischabrus agimul kabbis kalusom, is to draw down the level of adam, which is the level adam means to connect the three lines, include them to make them all together. So this explains what is the avodah, what the malachim do with the markova. And now we're going to explain what the Yidden do, the Ovis do, when we say Ovis in America. So now we're going to come to explain Ovis in America, to explain the idea that the Ovis are the Merkava. That we say that the Ovis are the level of Chesed Gvura and Tiferes of Atzilus. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov correspond to Chesed Gvura and Tiferes of Atzilus. So, what is this idea that they are a Merkava? Before we learned the Merkava of the Chayis HaKodesh, when they come, they raise the Merkava of Malchus in the level from Bria, the level up to the Atzilus. But their Gvura Tveta and the strength that they have, the Chayis HaKodesh, and the Lehalo and Abshocha, but what's it connected to the Ovis in America? What's the Merkav Shlem? Achine, Ravuer, B'Idra Zutram, it's explained the Idra Zutram. I'm going to explain now that actually the level of Midas is actually comes from a higher place than even the level of Moichin. And there's a connection. Even though the Midas come through the Moichin, they give birth through the Moichin, comes the Midas, but yet the Midas have a root, the Hizgalus comes through the Moichin, but the root of the Midas comes from a higher level. So he quotes from the Idra Zutra. It says, Avo, which is Ave'eim, Mimoichos Timo Nafka. They come from the level of the hidden Moyach, but Vizo, Be'atika achid v'talya, but Zo is one and hangs on Atik, which means that the lower one comes from the level of Atik, whereas the Avo comes from Echstimo. Reading is a Yuvan al derech Moshe, al derech Moshe, maybe sorry. So understanding this explanation from our flesh, from the human being. Kihine haseichel unelud min hamaskil shel lemaylo min haseichel. Where does the seichel come from? From the maskil, that's the ability to come up with ideas, which is higher than the actual idea, than the seichel. So the maskil, the one who has the ability, the power to understand, that creates the idea. Sheshom lo neide gilu haseichel v'taymu shel dover klal. Over there, the revelation of the seichel, what comes out later on, and the reasoning of the seichel, it has a lightning which the seichel comes from, but over there there's not revealed yet the seichel or the reason of the seichel. Avol mikomokoy monikro maskil moker haseichel. Still, it's called the maskil, is the source of the seichel, which means there is a connection between the maskil, the ability to, the level of maskil, that moiches timor is connected to the level of chokhma, to the seichel. So that's, there is a connection. Avol zo, when we talk about zo, the midah is ba'atika achid v'talya, that they are one and hanging on atik. So midas nilkchu mokam elyon yosef, the midas were taken from a higher place. Kagam sham midas noildu v'nisgalu min haseichel, even though that they have been brought about into existence from the and revealed from the seichel. So the seichel brings about the midas. We know lefi sichloi kachti yana midosu. A person's measures, a person's love and fear, and his midas will be based on his seichel. Ubina nikra emaboni. Bina is called the mother of the children of the midas. Vachochma of, and the chochma is called the father. So mikomo kaim. They are only the cause to giving birth and creation of the midas that should go out. That's why we find even the physicalists will say that a child can be on a higher level, smarter than the father, even though he comes from the father. The birth, the revelation, comes from the father, but he comes from a deeper place within the father himself, which is higher than the father's revealed koiches, which is the level that comes from a higher place. So they cause the birth. Aval ikar amidas b'shorshom, but the main midas in the root nilkhum mokam alam yesha, they were taken from a higher place. Ukuneida, as it's known, like this. So you have sheyesh abav yirativiyim. There is natural fear and love, that is, it's in your nature, and v'yesh abavira sichlim, and then there is intellectual abavira, which means there's a love and a fear which is based on your intellect, but then there's a love and a fear that you have inside yourself. The love and the fear that's natural is actually a greater love than the love that comes from the intellect. The only problem is the natural love, in order to bring it out, you need to have first the revealed level of love. Okay, the natural fear and love are called b'shem abba rabba. They're called the great love. But chilur rechim sivriya sichlim nikra b'shem avas olam. Those are called a love that comes from the world, which is a natural, which is a love, which is a based on the world. So this is like we have the two languages of the siddha, avas olam haftanu or abba rabba. So basically saying the Avas Olam is a love that comes from the world. It's an intellectual love. The Abba Rabba is a higher love. Because the natural love and fear are dressed up in one opposite the other, which means naturally the person's love is for physical. It's dressed up in the gash musical world. So first there needs to come down the intellectual. So before you can bring about your inherent natural love to the Eibishter, love and fear of the Eibishter, you have to first come on to the logical, based on your logic, to understand it, create that love in order to bring about that natural love, that higher love, the Ava Seilam. Ava Rabba. Kibuchochma is Bariru. Because they are sorted out in Chochma. Ava Oksham is Baririm. But once they are sorted out, Hine Nikra Ava Rabba, then it's called the great love. So the great love comes only after the natural love. The natural love comes on the intellect, comes on the, based on the seichel. That creates the level of love. But once you created that love, you go into a higher level of love than the Ava Sichla, than the Ava Seilam, you come to the Ava Rabba. Ki Yofi Koyecha Ben, because the power of the son is greater than the power of the father. As it's known, that from the Ava aim by the person is only the moichin of the midas that come down from the intellect. But the coming down of the seed, the drop, is from the essence. So why is it that they come down to be natural below the level of das? So why would they come down into actually a lower level? So if we're saying that the midos come from a deeper place, even from the moichin, so why would they come down to a lower level? And the answer is because something which is higher falls, when it goes down to a lower level. That the stone or the brick which is higher in the brick, that will fall down further. If you have a very high, strong flame, you can light even in the dark place. So which means that the midos which come from a higher place can even shine in a low place. Well, because move on from this, we can understand how the Zoh, which is the Eberster's level of Midas, who that in its root the Midas are on a higher level than Avaim, than Chokhmah Bina, but rather it was just came down to be in a lower level than the Moichin. Midas are lower, but essentially their source is from a higher level. Over there it talks also about the seal. So if it's engraved, but then it's outgraved, so there's comes out on a lower level, but it comes from a higher level, from a deeper level. Well, and therefore Ha'ovis Shehein Chagas. That's why the Ovis, which are the Chesed Gvura Tiferes, and Bechinas Merkava, they become a carriage. So they actually elevate the level of Chochmah. And he hinted this in the previous Maimer, he hinted this earlier when he said that they bring up the level, they bring it up to a higher level. But obviously they bring it up into a higher level. Before he was talking about the Chayas HaKadosh from Bria through to Atzilus. The first level of the Adam is in the level of Chochmah. Ba'odom tato huzo, and the lower level. So they're both called Odom. Odom is the structure of Odom. Because before we say Noisis Akise Esa Odom, that was the level of Zo. Now we're saying that the Ovis Merkabah, they're carrying the other level of Odom, which is the level of Chochmah. And they're raising that. That's the Ovis. Zo Mashmoi Umashem Benoi. Pasuk Mishlei says, what's his name? What's the name of his son? Because the Chochmah is called the name, and the Benoi, that's the level of Zoh. Mashmoi is Chochmah, Mashem Benoi is Zoh. Hine, Ksemesaleis HaMidois, when the Midois are elevated, Nase Yofekoi Chaben, then it becomes the power of the sun is more beautiful. Maile, Gam Bechinas Chochmah, and you bring up also the level of Chochmah, Lahabshich is Lapshus Erisoh Bechochmah, to bring down the Eirin Sof to be in Chochmah, liyos gilui antu chakim, that it should be ant, the Eirin Sof, to come down to Chochmah. Eirin Sof bi'atzmei, because the Eirin Sof by himself loved the Islein Mikol in Midas Chlau. So he himself, there is not at all from these measures. Rakam Shochas Eirin Sof, liyos b'chochmah, so, how do you bring down Eden Sof in Chochmah? That depends on the drawing down and the elevation of the holy tzaddikim of the level of Zoh, of the level of the Ovis. So, Kumaim Razal, Aposik Vasisem Oisom. So, literally, it means you shall do them, but we translate it Vasisem Atem, you make them. So, that the Yid makes them. I make it as counted as if you made me. What does it mean, you made me? Because you brought down the Ein Sof into the Chochmah, so you made up. It's known in the Yichud Kriya Shema, that in order to be Hashem Elikeinu Hu Yichud Avaim, Magdimim Loimar Shema Yisrael. So before you say Hashem Elikeinu, the Yichud of Avraham needs to say Shema Yisroel, Ki Yisroel Hu HaMiyachet. Because the level of Yisroel, that's Yaakov, that combines, that unites the two sides, the Chochmah, the two Kavim. Shavrom Chesed Roi Yimino, who Kav Yimin, That's the right Shemil Mayla Lamata, that's Amshocha. The Yitzchok Kav Smol Lamata Lamayla, Pachad Yitzchok, that's Yira, elevation. The Yaakov Hu Yud Ekev. Yud Ekev means Bachur Shabavis Hamachabram. He is the chosen of the Father who connects Avram and Yitzchok. Elekei Ovi Avram, Pachad Yitzchok Hoyoli. That was to me, that was Yaakov saying. So both the Avi Avraham and the Pachad Yitzchok, Pirush Hoyoli, Shanim Shech Lilamata, that has brought down the Yud in the Ekev. Shanim Shech Lilamata, V'chein Omer Yaakov, Loi Meis. That's why with regard to Yaakov, we say Loi Meis specifically, Shech Shoshoi, Mibchinas Bittl, because his level is from the level of Bittl, Amnim Shech Lechabra Beis Afochim, which comes down to connect the two opposite. V'chein Yisroel, likewise Yisroel, which is Yaakov, Ugam Ki Kava Mutzah. That's why we say Shema Yisroel. That brings down the yichud of Aveim of above Chochom Bina. Umashi Yisrael, Amru Yisrael, all Machshava Bilvad. So this that we say Machshava only in the levushim of Machshava, not even in the level of Midos. The Hainu Beosius Hamachshava. So Amru all Machshava Bilvad. The Hainu Beosius Machshava. We're talking about the Lemach Shov, Nikra, Iyu v'garmo yichad, it's not even Iyu v'chayyo yichad. Hainu, as we learned in the previous Maimer, v'hainu, ki hine amidois, heimekoyro oisye shel amachshoves. The midois are the source of the letters of the machshove. The emotions, they are the source of the machshove. Ki oisis m'losham shochet, because oisis means their extent. V'osso m'riv v'is kodesh, they came m'riv v'is kodesh. Osso b'ikir, this loshon of osso, that is hamshochet. Vamshoche he bimidis, and Vamshoche is by midis. Vecheno is the Nodum Gabsechovona, Achet Voino Lidegilui bimidis Kinoidam. Altrebe continues, Vato Novayer Indian Zocher Bishomer Bedimurechot Nemro. And now we're going to explain, he's continuing to explain what he already explained, the Chazor a little bit with more beer, what he already explained earlier. What it means, Zocher v'Shomer b'dibur echad nemru, what does it mean, Zocher and Shomer were said in one saying, as we say that in the one Aseres HaDibros, where it says, Zocher esyem v'Shabbos l'katshi, if there it says, Shomer esyem v'Shabbos l'katshi, and what's the difference between Zocher and Shomer? And it's going to say, this is the chilek between Zocher and Nekeva. Zocher, Nekeva. Zocher is mashpia milmaila lamato. Nekeva is Mekabel Mimata Lamaila. And these are the two inyonim of Shabbos. Shabbos has both the Haloa Milmata Lamaila, and it also has Amshocha Milmaila Lamata. We have the Friday night and Shabbos day. Let's look inside. And it's all B'dibur Echad, and as we're going to explain, the level of Sevim Kulam. Zocher is L'dechad. Zocher is for the masculine. That is the level of Amshocha. Amshocha that comes down below for the Shabbos. The Shomer is Lenukva. Shomer is feminine. He bechinas halor. Okay, now sheyesh Shabbos the Malish Shabbata. There is Shabbos of Erev Shabbos, which is Friday night, and then there is Shabbos the Imam. Then there is the Shabbos of the day. There's another level of Shabbos. He doesn't talk about it, which is Mincha. Shrive the Rive, that's another level, but that's not the discussion over here. Over here is the Zocher and the Shomer, the Maila Shabbato and the Shabbato. Shabbos, the Maila Shabbato, Ibchinas Halo. He says the Shabbos of Erev Shabbos, that's the level of the elevation, of the Shabbos of elevation. Shizah Winyan, that's what we see in Friday night at Davnik. We say, Mizmer Shir Liyoim HaShabbos, Ubarchu, Umizmer Ledovid. All these in Yonim is that we are singing to Hashem. And we are blessing Hashem and we are saying Mizmer LeDavid. It's all Bechinas Haloa, that's all the elevation for the Shabbos. Then you have the Shabbos, the Yomama, the Shabbos of the daytime. He Bechinas Hamshocha, that is to bringing down. And that's why you see also, Balaylo Mizamrim, Balaylo we sing Azamir Bishvachim. I sing with the praise of Hashem. That's the song that we do on Friday night. Which is, again, this Zimra, the song that is the Nukva, that is Haloam El Matal Milo. We sing from the above. Ubayoim, we say, Asadir Lisudoso, that is the suda that comes milmaila lamata, that comes from amshachah. That's the amshachah. That's the zochah dochah. B'chol elu ha'alos v'amshachas nemru v'divrecha matan Torah. So matan Torah, these two levels in Shabbos, the elevation of the Shabbos and also the hamshachah of Shabbos, were both together. Why is it all together? What does it mean together? So he says, biur ha'inyan b'hagdim inyan ha'Torah v'hamitzvahs. He's going to explain first the idea of Torah mitzvahs. So mitchila tzarich lahavin. So first he's going to understand inyan olam haba. What is the inyan of olam haba? Now olam haba shehu gan eden tchis hamesim. So there's two things in olam haba, the world to come. Olam haba we have gan eden, which is comes after 120 years when a yid lives his world, so he goes to gan eden. And then we have also Tchiyas HaMeisim at the time of the resurrection of death, which will be in the future when Mashiach will come, it will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So what's the difference between the Gan Eden and Tchiyas HaMeisim? So Mevuer b'Meforshim or b'Ramban b'Shar HaGmul. So it's explained in the Meforshim and in the Ramban Shar HaGmul. She'iker HaSchar Olam Habo b'Tchiyas HaMeisim. The main schar for the world to come is actually Tchiyas HaMeisim, when the people will become alive. Because he says, Shemayla Tchiyas HaMeisim, he said him a Gan Eden Elyon. The advantage of Tchiyas HaMeisim is greater than Gan Eden Elyon. And the Rebbe is going to explain now, but L'chayra, in Gan Eden, there's no bodies over there, it's just a neshama. Seems to like to be in a higher level, to be able to be an enemy of Yivashkina. There's other in Yonim that we see that in Gan Eden is much greater. Only basically the tzaddikim go to Gan Eden. You have to do mitzvahs, but in Olam Haba we say Kol Yisrael, everybody gets Tchiyas HaMeisim. If Tchiyas HaMeisim is bigger and greater than Gan Eden, so how come over there only tzaddikim, over there everybody? V'hine b'Gan Eden Yeshu Nishomas HaTzaddikim B'lei Gufis. Over there, the souls of the tzaddikim are without bodies. But the upper level of Gan Eden, within Gan Eden, there's two levels of Gan Eden, but the upper level of Gan Eden, who's there? That's the place of the great tzaddikim. They're all sort of don't have their body over there. Because the body cannot enjoy such a ray and such a great pleasure that it can't receive, the body can't receive that. Utchis hameisim hu shiyamdu begufeim, but in Tchiyas HaMeisim they will stand up with their bodies. Ve'echis kulu tainik el yisum etainik anashom shibagan Eden. How could they have a greater delight more than the neshama Gan Eden? So if the guf cannot tolerate the delight in Gan Eden, how would it be able to tolerate the delight in Tchiyas HaMeisim, which you're saying Tchiyas HaMeisim is greater than even Gan Eden? So how could the body tolerate it over there? So that's one question. But the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that the delight that we get in Tchiyas HaMeisim comes from the level of Sevim Kol Almin, which is equal the body and the neshama, and that's why it's a different level also. But another question is the Gam. Over there we say that we have to judge him so he shall come in the world to come. Meaning because he did all the bad things and they didn't want to send him to Gan Eden because he had all the bad things. They didn't want to send him to Gehenna because still he taught a lot of Torah and he was a great rabbi, a lot of Talmidim. So what did they do? So they didn't put him anywhere until he prayed for him that he should go to Gehenna, so at least he can go to Gan Eden. So we see that to get into the Gan Eden is not such an easy thing. You know, you have to go through Gehenna first. So how is it, though, that everybody, so that means selective people go to Gan Eden, not everybody goes there, or not easily to go there. You have to go through a process. How do we say that by Olam Haba, we say everybody's going to go there. Besides, the Mishnah says, Eilu she'ein lehem chelek lehavo, but normally we say everybody. So since we say, by Acher Mutav Dildayin Lesel Almedo Osu Gan Eden, that it's better to be judged than come to the world of Gan Eden. Shekol Yisur again, that all of the pain of the Gehenna is worthy, so that the Neshama should go to Gan Eden. And it cannot receive the light until it's going to be cleaned with many pains. Over there, say every year has a chelik lelom abo. The hainu shiyukum with chiz amesim. Everybody's going to get up with chiz amesim. Elavad, with the exception, oisim shemonu chacham shleyukumu. Those the chachamim counted, they're not going to stand up. But generally, everybody's getting up with chiz amesim. So if chiz amesim is greater, is much more stronger, greater reward, and the light of Hashem is greater in the chiz amesim, so how come Gan Eden is limited and the chiz amesim is for everybody? With the example. But the idea is, there's two levels in the revelation of the blessed light of the Ein Sof. One is that fills the world, one that surrounds the world. Gan Eden comes from the level of Malakul Alma. Because we say, Yud is the level of Chokhmah. That's the level of the Shem Havayah. Chokhmah Atzilus. So from the Yud, Chokhmah Atzilus, the system of Chokhmah, from there, was born, was created, the level of Gan Eden. Ukshanim Shechle Bina. When Chokhmah comes down to Bina, Zayim is Gali Tainuk Oilam Habo VeGan Eden. So then is revealed the Tainuk. While in Chokhmah, it's still a Nekuda, it's not revealed yet, but once it comes down to the level of Bina, so then you have a Tainuk Oilam Habo. Beganet. That's when he comes in Boganet. No, but you have two levels in Gan Eden. You have Gan Eden El and Gan Eden Atachten. Elosh Gan Eden Elyon Humi Bina De Bina. Gan Eden Elyon is from Bina, from the level of Bina. But Gan Eden Atachten Humi Bina De Malchus. That comes from Bina of Malchus. So that's the difference. It's all the level of Bina, but it's either Bina or Bina Malchus. You have Gan Eden Atachten. Lekach ain't tainuk ze misgal l'neshamas. That's why it's only l'neshamas. It's too high, this level of memalikul almin, for this level of bina to be revealed to the neshamas begufim. It can only come out the neshama himself. But in the future with chiz hameisim, there is going to be the revelation of sev kolam. V'sham haneshama v'aguf hem shavim. Over there, the body and the soul are equal. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, the neshama isn't higher relative to Sevim Kul Almin. The neshama isn't higher than the level of Mimala Kul Almin. But how is the neshama and the guf going to get to the level of Sevim Kul Almin if they can't get? Okay, so he says, how does the neshama get it? But that helps the union of mitzvahs. That's through the mitzvahs that we do now. The gilu is there. That revelation of the level of Sevim Kul Almin comes through the mitzvahs the person does. Ki tofresh chav mitzvahs, hem tofresh chav amud ha'er shebekeser. For the 620 mitzvahs are the 620 pillars of light in keser, shu Sevim Kul Almin. Va'keser naseh, and the keser is made, it becomes the mitzvah m'lovoshim, basiyad gashmiz davkeh. So this keser, this level of Sevim Kul Almin, how is that made up? How is that brought down? That comes dafke through the mitzvahs that are done by gashmis. Just like a crown, he's going to say. It's made up from precious stone, from, and then it becomes the top of the head that becomes the keser. So from physical mitzvahs, that's the way you come up to the highest level of keser. Keser malchus, like we say, a crown of the kingdom. So we make them from precious stones. Shehein b'chinas doimim. They are a level of doimim. V'nase keser al resh l'maylo. And that becomes the crown on his head above. B'chinas zu. So when we talk about the maisa mitzvahs, afilu poishu yisroel malei mitzvahs kedimim. Even people of sinners amongst these are full with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So they also have these mitzvahs they have. V'lochein kol yisroel yesh lahem. That's why all Yidden have a part in the world to come. But chiz hameisim, chutz ma'isom shemonu chachamim, with the exception of those that chachamim said they don't have. Umatn schoron shal tzadikim l'neshama shehi began Eden. Hirak nefishot, that reward of the tzaddikim for the neshamas in Gan Eden is only a temporary. Ad she is gala b'china seif kolam, until the level of kam will be revealed. So that's when we have to do the mitzvahs in which, in the meantime, the neshamas are benefiting in Elam Haba until we get the seif kolam. That's why we have this long galus in this time. Because every Jewish soul needs to fulfill, observe all the 600 mitzvahs in actuality. So that the light of keser should be revealed. That's why we have to do all the mitzvahs. This is the idea of matan Torah. Anoichi. Who hares hakesef? It says, "Anoichi Hashem alakecha." I, that is the shine of kesef. Benitin zeb matan Torah. This was given matan Torah. Sheyia hakoyach biyodom lahamshir mechinas hakesef. They should have the power to bring down the level of kesef. Al yidei ma'isa tachtoinim, through the act of the law. So that we, when we do a mitzvah, the Eibishter gave us that koyach. That when we do a mitzvah, we bring down kesef, which is the tchis amesim, going to be the revelation then. So he wants to say now, it's not the mitzvahs inherently are keser. It's because the Eibishter gave that power, is why you get the keser. That's why only somebody who's mitzvah b'mitzvah can be mamshich keser to the mitzvah. It's not just that the mitzvah has keser in it. That's why if you have somebody who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah and will do the mitzvah, it's not going to be mamshich keser. A goy who's going to do a mitzvah is not going to be mamshich anything. Why? Because he doesn't have that anoich Hashem alekecha. That was matan Torah. Matan Torah gave you that koyach. That when you will do the mitzvah, that you should be mamshich the level of keser. Ki ima yeshu sheresh ha-mitzvahs atzma b'keser. Although the root of mitzvahs themselves are in keser, we say tof resh chof amudei yair dechot in keser. Somebody who is not fitting cannot bring it down. Could go in as, for example, a cotton, a minor, of isha, woman, shepeturim, they're exempt. If you're not obligated, then you don't bring anything down. And for sure, a non-Jew is not going to bring down anything. And another idea is benasa v'nishma. Nimshechu beis ksorim l'kol echod v'echod. That is, and also besides we're saying anoich Hashem alekecha, when the Yidden said nasa v'nishma, they also got two ksorim, two crowns for each one. Rak shebechet ha'egel nitlu mehem. Later on, it was taken with the sin of the egel. K'mei shekosuv v'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisroel es edyom. They have undone from themselves, they removed from themselves their crowns, their edyon, their crown, which means they removed the level of keser from themselves. Edyon ho'oras ha'keser. Ubeis ksorim elu. So what does this correspond? We say nasev and nishma. What is the two ksorim? But they also represent sevu klam and malakul almin, because nas is the mitzvah. The mitzvahs are the level of keser. Nishma is understanding. That's the level of hasoga, that's like the level of malaklam. Nishma. One is a level of halah, a level of nishma. I didn't say malaklam, but it's level of halah, like we said, zohar v'shomer. So kol mishareitzel lishma is a dover who mevatel kol chushu v'chol machshavitzel like lishmaya. So a person that wants to listen, you're listening, you're paying attention. So that means you don't, you want to receive then. You want to listen. B'nim tzo, sh'achushim ha'machshoves mis'alim b'ilu ha'dova sh'rit shmoya. So your qualities and your thoughts are elevated what you want to listen to. So you're going up because you're trying to pay attention to something. B'am shokhi b'chinas nir nasa, kolem nasa v'nam shikhu mat l'mayla. That's doing the mayla mat. Not like I said before, keser. This is going back to the idea of halov amshocha zocher v'shomer. B'zehu zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru. And this is that they're said. So what does it mean b'dibur echad nemru? Ki zocher l'dchar. Zocher again, that's for the male. Shomer lenukva, which means zocher is b'chinas hamshocha, is to bring down. Ushomer b'chinas halo, that's to elevate. Kinis kalil. B'haynu k'moyal derech moshul. Mi shuhu bal seichel gadol. Somebody who is a great intellectual. Umeirid umetzamtzim sichle be'ezem ma'aseh, and he brings down and contracts his idea, his mind, in some sort of an act. Going. Tziur, to draw something, or iksiva, to write something. Hinek shekoymer memlachtoi, when he finishes what he worked, b'shoyves v'noch, and then he stops and he rests, harasechel chayzer l'mekoydo. So then the seichel goes back to its source. Seichel was dressed up in trying to form something. He formed something, and then the seichel goes back to its place. It's no longer back in the... And the tziur. Ba'achkach shechoyze v'roi be'en sichle ha'godel as kol ma'aseu. And then when he looks with the eye of his intellect, he sees what he created, he sees how beautiful it is. B'nei yosher lefonov, when it's proper, na'aseu b'chinas chazores hamshocha. So then he returns again to draw down into the level in what he has created. Kach Shabbos de Mali Shabbat. So likewise, like this. When it comes to Shabbos on Friday night, he begins Shvi'is of Benaychem. So over there is like resting. Halo, ki sheish is yomim also, over yema Shvi'is Shabbos. The Eibishter created the world in 6 days, and then he rests. The 7 day then is halo, the elevation of the levels of Vodot goes up. Ksi vaychula shemayim vaychala likim. The Shemaim was completed, Alikim completed, Shechazel l'mekoydeh. Then it goes back. V'achakach v'yvorech Alikim asim ha-shvi. Shebechines chazores ham-shochet. The Yishta blessed it, that's like back, coming back the ham-shochet. V'lochein nikro sudusso da'atika kadisho. That's why we call it the meal of atika kadisho. See, in the Siddur, you know, you say skinu sudoso. So it changes around, which, so now it's the Suda of Atika Kadisho Shemizgale Oinog Elyam Mimail Lamata. That's the Hamshocha, that's the Zocher, the Duchra that we go Mimail Lamata, which is the Hamshocha that comes back. Because there, Bizman Hazesh, Shiyesh Alos Hamshoches, it's all now when there is these levels of Hamshoches, Alos Aliyas Viris, Avalos in love, but in the future, that becomes amazing. Yeah. Yom shekulu Shabbos v'nuchal l'chay yelomim. That will be a day which is totally rest v'nuchal l'chay yelomim. V'lo yiyah shuv aliyus v'yirid. It's not going to be going up and down. Ki yizgal b'chinas keser sevim kul almin. There is going to be the keser level of sevim kul almin. She'ein shom mailo mato. Over there is no amshocha mailo. V'chein shom hakoil b'dibur echod. Zocha v'shom v'dir b'dibur echod. So what does it mean that Zochav Hashem B'divur Echad? By Matan Torah, the Eibishter showed them. Through mitzvahs, they're going to be zoicha to the level of Sevim Kol Alma. That the Torah was taken from such a high place. And this power was given to them, as mentioned before. Shall we continue? Let's just try to finish. Ba'ata novei levayer, ba'ata nevayer rechev elikim rivesayim al teishinam adnai vom berofa. As also we explained in the previous mimer, that the word adnai vom, rechev elikim, Hashem was writing, this is talking about describing Matan Torah and the Tehillim and the Pasuk, Hashem was writing rivesayim and all the 2000s and all the Merkava, like he was writing on them, Alfei Shinoim, and it says Adnai Vom. Adnai Vom, it doesn't say Adnai Bom, it says Bom, is Berof. Because Dogish would show as the beginning that it starts there, Hascholos. Bekan L'Shaych Hascholos Dovor. Over here is not Shaykh the beginning of this matter. Ki Alfei Shinom, when we talk about the Alfei Shinom, these are the angels, or Hem Pnei Ari Pnei Shoir, Shehis Havusom Hubchinas Adnai. They come from the level of Adnai, which is Malchus Datsilus. Shehem Nivroim. They are created. The Adnai Vom Shem Nichlovom Ma'achar Shehem Ailimbo Oisa. But why is Adnai Vom? Because they bring her up. Because they created them and they bring it out. Nimtzo she'en kan reish v'soif, that there is no beginning and end. She'nasim b'chinas iskalos, because like we're saying, because the koyach, they come from the malchus, but then again they raise the malchus, so it doesn't start. It doesn't start there. It's all together. It's iskalos. But lochein nimtzo le'nimtzo gilush chinah b'chol mokim. Elo ima merkava. The always the shechina is always when it's connected to merkava. Ukomeshikosu vayal elikim me'al Avram. So it says she nistalka merkava. The merkava. So there was a merkava there too. V'chein Yaakov machne elikim ze. V'chein Moshe vayishma zakoil mibrein shnei hakruvim. So who are the true kruvim? Hey matat v'sandal. Those are the two Malachim that we talk about. Those are the Kruvim or Matat V'Sandal. V'chein Yishaya V'Chesko. Well, Kruvim are, those are the chariots that are carrying, the Pnei Ariya, Pnei Shur, but this is V'chein Yishaya V'Chesko Rosa Merkova. So why always the Merkova? Ki Yevshir Liyiz Gilu Shechino Mil'ade Merkova Sheklulo Behem. It cannot be the revelation of Shechino if we don't have the Merkava, which is included in them. Elo shalapam mislabesh is Merkava zu. Sometimes in this Merkava, pam Merkava zu. So, but it always has to be level Merkava. Mashom razal alfei shinom, al tikra shinom, elo sheinom. So, gesund. Shakodesh baruch hu reichav akruv krav shaloi, vishot biyut ches elfei lomis. It says that Hashem sort of is writing on his small, on his light Kruv, cherub, and he floats in the 18,000 worlds. What does that mean, that Hashem is writing on his kruv? Peter should be the Inyan. What does it mean? Kineneida dechai b'chon shebechash shachris. We know the 18 brachas of shachris. This is all kind of, we all learned it in the previous maamar also, but it's different oisius, and we need the time to really go through all this, but let's just finish up over here. And the Chayber Choyen Shebeshachris, the 18 brachas of the morning, heim based test in the matat. Those are the two tests of the word matat, of the name matat, is test, and test is 18. Test memaila lemaito, 9 from above to below, but test mat lemaila. Ki matat nikra, Avdo is Khan Beis Amishal B'chol Asher Loi. He's called the elder, the one who dominates everything. That's him. Shekol Hanogos Olamos Al Yodei B'Meis Achol. The world runs, all the conduct go through Matat in the weekdays. V'heim Bof K'tzoves Di Yitzira. Those are the six corners, the Shisha Midos of the four corners of Yitzira. V'nikra Kruv Klal, and that's called a Kruv Kal. A light wing. So which means that the Eibishter writes in the Kruv Kal, meaning that the Anhoge takes place through this Kruv, through Matat. Ki beis Kruvim, hei Matat v'sandal. The two Kruvim are Matat v'sandal. Sheim Yitzira v'asiyah. So sandal is asiyah, Matat is Yitzira. V'kruv Kal, hu Matat v'vadei, shubichinas Kal, is still considered light, sh'adayin l'nislabit v'bichinas asiyah. Val Yodei Misale HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and through him, through Matat, Hashem is elevated Shu Zod Debriya, that is the Zod Briya. The Yud Ches Elef Olamos Shem Bechinas Hatzilus, to the 18,000 worlds. We say Hashem is in the 18,000 shot that he says Shot Yud Ches Elef Olamos. From going from top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top, because the level of Odom is the nine spheres, which is besides the spheres Hamalchus, the test poem test And 9 times 9, who pay Aleph is 81. Vigimul pa'amim pay Aleph is Reish Mem Gimel. A person is what? A person is considered 248 limbs. So 248 limbs, how do we get it? Because we get it 9 times 9, because each one is included of 9, is 81. Then you have inside, outside, in the middle, is Gimel pa'amim pay Aleph, is 243. That's why it'll be Odom. That's why Odom is the level of Tassirus. Base Pamim Tess, Hem Chai. And if we have 2 times 9, is the level of 18. The 18 brachas of Shachris are in the level of Yitzirah. Although Dibur is in Yitzira, and you have Machshav Dibur Maisa, so Bri Yitzira Asiya is Dibur, Yeshbo Yichud Yitzira Asiya, that here Lavki Dibur Dami. You cannot just think, because you must express with your lips. It's only when you do your lips, that's when it's considered the maisa. Because then it goes through the 5 expressions, ahacho, minagorim, the aleph, hey, chesayin from the throat, chulu, and the rest of them letters. But in nasi yichud, oisius amachshavim oisia dibur. Then there's a connection between lord machshavim and dibur. Oisia machshavim atzmi yitzim the gilui oisia dibur, because the words, the letters machshavim themselves go out in the level of oisia dibur. Vamachabrim hu akoyel shuuruchnis lochein matat shukruv kal shuloi hu amayla de bichinas hadibur. Okay, this needs a little bit more explained, but no, of course, yeah. At least we finished.